This is the Seduction King, and welcome to Seduction. Welcome back to Seduction, or Sex Seduction and Strip Clubs, whichever one you happen to listen to. Well, guys, we're going to start off a new year with a bang. I did the last interview with Ross, and we split it into two parts. Then Ross and I got talking again, and he had a bunch of points that he wanted to point out. And we decided to do another interview not too long after the first one. Well, that went on for an hour and a half also, so I split that into two parts. And we really got down into the nitty-gritty of what seduction is all about. His points, and then I went into his points, and we went even deeper, and then he went deeper. And so we have revealed a lot of stuff that you, like I said, would pay big money for at other sites. And whether that is in book form or audio form, you would pay for this information. We're deciding to give it to you. We were going to make a product out of it because we did put so much information in there. And we decided for the New Year's we're going to give it away. And if you find it valuable, you learn things in there, you think it was worth something, then we say, hey, take the money you would have spent for that, buy another product. You know, whether it's my product or somebody else's product, add to your knowledge of what is going on in this country, in the world, in regard to seduction. Today I'm going to start off before the first half of the interview, and I, like I said before, I really want to start getting through this pile of letters that I have. There's some great content in there along with some testimonials from guys. Why do I do this? Because I think that the testimonials really adds. I know it does for me, let's put it that way, and a lot of people, and there's been plenty of tests over the years of saying testimonials are what really sell something. And we're not only trying to sell the product here on the show, which we are trying to do, and trying to sell the concept of what the show is. Most of all, it is selling you the idea of getting out there and doing something different with your life, making the changes to have a better life. And testimonials, guys that are out there already doing it, guys that have had the experience, guys that have gone down the road before you and reporting back to you about what the information has done with them, what the products have done with them or for them, is something that is very relevant to your growth. Because if your unconscious mind and your conscious mind knows that there is results down the road, it will take the leap past fear, past worry, past concern that you might have about approaching women, about making the first contact, about communicating, about taking a chance and going out there, changing the style, changing the way you dress, what you drive, what your degree might be, and if you're still going to college, what your employment might be, whether you get a motorcycle, whether you don't get a motorcycle. There's a lot of factors that go into this. And testimonials are from guys, again, that are maybe a little bit further down the road or have tried something a little bit different than you and gotten some results that you may now be interested in and say, let me give that a try. Maybe that'll work for me too. So here is a letter that really is, this guy has written to me before and we've had some communication back and forth. And I think he says a lot of what my emails and letters that come from you guys says. And he says it pretty succinctly. And so I will read his letter. And if you've written a similar letter to this and I don't read it, know that you are included within this letter in my mind, in my heart. So I really appreciate it for this. This is a friend of mine up in Canada. Hi, Mark. I just wanted to say thanks for your podcast, your products, and your time. Last year, my New Year's resolution was self-improvement. I had decided to break away from the girl I had been dating for 5 years and some friends who are negative influences and improve my life. Now, I'm going to interject a little bit. These are tough things to do sometimes. You've been dating somebody for 5 years and you have friends in your life. I have done this several times in my life, where I have said, okay, look, I know that I have certain ways that I am around certain people. I am not going to put the blame on them. I know that I respond and react certain ways around certain people. So what I do is I remove myself from the crowd. Not to say that I'm not going to talk to them or be polite with them. If I meet up with them somewhere, they might even have a drink with them. However, as someone that is going to be in my life on the level that they were, I find that it's not working. Yes, I look at myself and improve things within myself and change things. However, if I'm going to look at somebody and say, hey, this what I have to work on with this relationship with this woman or this man that I'm in, whether it's friendships or an intimate relationship with the woman, of course, I have to look at how long of a period of time. Is the cost worth the benefit? Is the time that's going to be involved? Now, is a lifelong process of clearing this stuff up? I want to say absolutely. As a short-term process, it may not be the best thing in the world for you. And the deal is, you try it. You try and cut off, and I say try in the sense like you try it on, not try to fail, you know, try no, do must, as I think Yoda would say. I mean try it on, try it, you know, give it a shot. And then get results from it. And if it's not working for you, you can always call the people back up and invite them back into your life. However, I think that you know in your gut and your belly who's good for you, who's not good for you. And if you start to either wean or completely cut off that relationship and then begin to watch how you respond differently in life, what you do with that extra time, what you do with that energy that went one way. I mean, come on, how many times have you known people that when they hang around certain people, they change, and it's the change isn't necessarily for the better. You know, part of what the mastermind groups are around the country, and Bill Hibbler and Joe Vitale wrote about this called Meet and Grow Rich, and I talked to Bill when I was in Texas, and I'll talk to him again for the manifestation seminars coming up and the one that was back in November. And that is one of the keys to success, is to find like-minded people, hopefully people that are progressing a little bit faster and better than you are. So a lot of you guys got groups around the country, little liars, or I think they call them L-I-A-Rs or liars or whatever you call them. You have your groups that you go out and you practice your seduction techniques with. You talk about it because you have a common interest. And